My name is Tom Ogden and I sing in Blossoms.
I'm Joe Donovan and I'm the drummer in Blossoms.
I'm Miles Kellock and I play keys in Blossoms.
I'm Josh Dewhurst and I play the lead guitar in Blossoms.
I'm Charlie Salt and I play the bass in Blossoms Band.
So because this is a relatively new band, and I'll fill in the blanks here, I'm going to get rid of one thing. Let's see. 2 years technically, but a four-piece to a five-piece, so technically only a year and a half. We're gonna go down the road of Greater Manchester, because I already know that you've been asked that about 12,000 times. We're going to go down that road because it's fun. Because, you know, I want to know where Lesser Manchester is as opposed to Greater Manchester. But all kidding aside, what I'd like you each to do is spend 30 seconds or so, and you're new, so there's only so much depth there in terms of information. So early on, we have a great opportunity to fix things and avoid all the rumors that are going to happen in the future and maybe start some now. So I want you each to tell me 30 seconds about the band or about yourself, and you have the option of lying.
Well, we started off as a four-piece, and originally we were going to go into skydiving, and we... after it proved too tricky, we opted out and decided to make music instead, as opposed to a performing skydive act.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, in some senses, but yeah. It's proved really a good move, and we're travelling the world, and now I'm in Texas speaking to you.
Well, I recall that we all met in a Scottish marching band, and it was Josh's triplets that got me excited, and then Miles was joining Josh with the triplets, and from then on we all just knitted together, and that's how we all came together. But being from Manchester, Scottish marching bands aren't really a popular band, so yeah, we just had to make other music, and this is what we came up with. So it's our take on Manchester Scottish band psychedelia dark pop.
Once upon a time, I lived above an Indian restaurant with a broken wrist, a tragic dress sense, and four lads came to me in golden armour and found me and took me under the wing, and I learnt to play keys, and here we are today in Austin, Texas.
In the January of 2013, I was a fresh 15-year-old teenager in high school, and I received a phone call off Mr. Tom Ogden, lead singer of Blossoms, at the time lead singer of another band. I was playing table tennis in a Bramall Recreation Centre, I was just finished a round and pulled my tight Nike shorts up, and realised that my phone was vibrating and it said Tom Ogden. I was like, wow, this man's a popular, famous gentleman in Stockport, and someone I'd looked up to for so many years. And he said, would you like to? If I recall correctly, would you like to come for a jam with me and some friends? And ever since then, I've been playing guitar for Blossoms Band.
This begs the question, boxers or briefs?
I'm more of a boxers man. I know Joe's a fan of briefs, and Charlie's a part-time brief wearer.
It all started for me. Me and Joe were having a heated debate over the art of crocheting or the engine configuration of a swing-wing bomber. And we decided to go down the musical route, pick up Tom.
But crocheting and rock and roll are pretty much
go hand in hand, don't they? Really?
Yeah, they weave together, so to speak.
Nice. I like what you did there.
Yes, yeah, turn of a phrase.
So yeah, we began jamming in a little scaffolding yard close to where we live.
So when you put out the words ethereal, nostalgic sonnets, you know what you're asking for. You already know what you're doing. You know
pretentiousness.
You only know that one of two things is going to happen. Every stinking interview, they're now going to take you down the road. You see, and I'm thinking that you can just shorten it to ENS,
that
right?
Sounds like a disease. Jinx.
Well, because electronic music has got its acronym, right? EDM. So you can be ENS. How do we get rid of the genre thing early on, or do we not care, and are we okay with the psychedelic badge and all of that lovely stuff?
I'd categorically say we're not psychedelic. I don't. It's just come from a few early kind of gigs where people kind of named it as that because we had a keyboard and a bit of delay, but really we're not psychedelic. I don't think you have to put a genre on it. Like we said, that Ethereal Nostalgic Sonnets was just to make people just go off, just to change the direction and think, well, what's that? It was just a bit of a laugh, really. I think they're all very, they're just like melodic pop songs, really, with our spin, but everyone brings that and that's just blossoms. It doesn't have to have a, it's just Ethereal Nostalgic Sonnets, that's why we call
when
it that.
When people ask different. Us what we play genre-wise, we usually say, we've been saying recently, dark pop.
The Lovely Gent from the Coral. That's kind of a nice little connection to have early on. I've played a little bit of their music from day one and had a chat with them or two. So where was the connection there? Because that's a nice way to get things out there, and it also affords you all sorts of not only the great PR for the paragraph and the press release. But it affords you the ability to do some things right from day one. Right?
The first initial kind of link with James Skelly, we recorded a demo of a song we've got called Blow, and it was in our own rehearsal room. We had nothing online, so we decided to just record in our rehearsal room, really rough and ready, really garage rock, that kind of thing. The vocals were done in a toilet, so you can imagine, you can picture this, and then Tom made a nice little quirky video and we put it online.
Mismatching. Basically, we released Blow a year down the line with James Kelly producing it, but rewind a year, we made it and recorded it ourselves and made another video, which is no longer available. So we made that for no money, just on the computer. He saw it, invited us to go and jam to his in Liverpool, to his little rehearsal room. Jammed a few times over about 5 months. Then at the end of the 5 months, we wanted to release a real single, and by this time we'd removed the original video of Blow. We re-recorded it with James Skelly,
in Liverpool,
with some balls, and then we made a £60 video after that. So that's the James Skelly timeline.
Okay, can we do this? I'm going to do this in the announcer voice. You were a super group from other bands in Stockport, in Greater Manchester. Okay, so I grew up in a bedroom community of New York. Tell me something that I must know about Stockport, because it sounds like it's a port where people keep stock.
It's been renamed.
It's famous for the Hat Museum. Legend has it that the Mad Hatter from Alice in Wonderland was from Stockport because of the mercury they used to dye the hats in.
Do you know Stockport? Like you said, is it a port? It's not. It was renamed from Stock Ford, and a ford in the river. Stockport lies on the river.
The largest Stockport is home to the largest brick structure in Europe, which is it's just a huge.
No, it should be.
We also have a pyramid as well.
No, but Stockport as a town, it's famous for. I don't know if you heard Strawberry Studios. Probably famous with being linked with 10cc. Stockport's actually in the county of Cheshire.
Is South by Southwest the first US appearances, technically?
First time I've ever been to America, and it's our first appearance. We haven't done it yet, tonight.
And so how are you liking America so far?
I like it. I like that everyone's been dead friendly, but maybe that's because it's festival season, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
what if I came when it was raining? Exactly.
Every American speaks well and has got really nice teeth.
Yeah, what is that? Why has everyone got nice teeth?
Okay, I'm gonna continue the annoying stuff. The Doors.
Wow.
The Doors.
That's not annoying.
The Lizard King.
The Doors. So who's gonna be the Jim Morrison and go to Laurel Canyon and then be buried in France?
Miles.
No, we visited his grave.
Did you really?
Yeah, we did. There's nothing bad about being compared. We got an organ. We got pop songs. Why not? And yeah, we do. We're big fans of the Doors. Do you know what I mean? It's just an influence, like you said. But we don't want to go into influences because that's boring.
But
it's good.
You see, but this is the thing: is that again, when people talk about psychedelic rock,
didn't they originally conceive it as a fusion of jazz and rock?
You know, just because so many people actually, I read this review of Blow. And somebody mumbled something about, well, you know, at least there's a French girl at the front. So I want to know about the French girl and when can I meet her?
The French girl is one of our earliest fans. She saw us play at the Ruby Lounge in Manchester when we was a four-piece, and she loved us then. And she came back 2 months later for one gig in Manchester. She flew over to watch us. So we developed a relationship via that. Wait,
define relationship.
No.
Ephemeral, no.
Just...
No, professional relationship.
Yeah, professional. And
professional. Yeah, strictly.
She loved our music and we kept in touch via the World Wide Web.
Oh, the World Wide Web.
Yeah, and she came back for a few shows to watch us. It was nice. And then she sent Charlie some poetry of hers.
Which has just been published. I think it's because she's French. You know, they do things very different over there, don't they? Yeah.
So, yeah, she sent Charlie the poetry. And we used some of it at the start and thought it sounded cool. And it was nice because she's a big fan.
Her English is far superior to all of ours as well.
What is a Blossom song? And this is not one of those ethereal questions, but more, are they like about love? Or are they going to be about life in Stockport?
A lot of them are post-love songs.
Post-love songs?
Yeah.
So breakup songs?
Yeah, kind of. Or longing for something that once was good, even though
all
now you know it's
coding to make them sound really
yeah and they start off in minor and they build up and hit major in the chorus.
The songs for all seasons, that's what they are.
No, they're always very melodic and they always try and have a euphoric chorus, which you can imagine loads of people in a field singing with a cider in their hand somewhere in the UK.
Have you ever played the Roxanne drinking game?
No, go ahead. Oh, the police Roxanne drinking game?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. Oh, do tell. This is a great segue to the last thing we do.
You probably guess Roxanne. And you can imagine how many times.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
It's one for tonight for you.
So this is better than Truth or Dare. This is the sucker them in with. So basically, this is the sucker them in with sting. Trick.
You get to listen to a tune as well, but it depends what. If you're already on your way, it can end in disaster. And
funny thing is, when you finish the Roxanne drinking game, you feel like you're walking on the moon.
Thank you very much. They'll be, ladies and gentlemen, they will be playing the Hilton Garden Inn all week. I have invented a thing called a musical sandwich, and what it is two of your songs is the bread on the outside, and then songs by others. He's rolling his eyes already. And then songs by others in between.